W4LX will operate daily on 28.360, 21.360, 14.270, and 147.34 MHz. A special certificate and QSO card is available. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week I would like to give a little information for those that are beginners or those that are looking to upgrade their satellite station. Have you tried looking for that perfect radio? You like this manufacturer, but you know there are other radios out there? Which ones will do full duplex and tune in smaller steps than your HT? I have the perfect link for you. Through the courtesy of AMSAT Sweden and Lars SM0TGU, there's a pretty good list of satellite radios. The link is difficult to give here. However, if you use your favorite search engine and search for AMSAT-SM satellite radios, the first URL that shows up is transceivers for amateur radio satellites-AMSAT-SM. This webpage is in English. He has a section for full duplex all-mode base station VHF-UHF transceivers and another section for mobile or portable all-mode VHF-UHF transceivers. The mobile radios are not full duplex, but all have HF. I have an ICOM IC9100 at home, and I found a radio on the list that looked interesting for my car. There's something that will interest you whether it is a current model radio or a discontinued model. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Radio sport this week, more great contests. March 13th, the BCC QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. March 15th, the Podexis 070 Club St. Patrick's Day Contest, that is digital as well. March 15th through the 17th, the Bardig HF RIDI Contest, digital. March 15th through the 16th, the Russian DX Contest, CW and Phone. And March 15th through the 16th as well, the F9AA Cup, single sideband, and that is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area.